You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Have we been doing this? Have I just not noticed?
This is the first one, isn't it?
First one of the
okay,
year.
Okay,
I've
right.
been waiting. I haven't said anything. I was like, when's Fika going to...
I didn't want to do it too early yeah. where people kind of get
nine
tired
days.
Of it. Yeah.
We're in single digits.
I feel like you're in a sweet spot. I feel yeah. like you're in a sweet spot.
Yeah. I've been waiting. I've been watching okay. you, Fika.
Okay. Also, this song is so wild. I love the people that are just realizing at points. They're like, oh, that wasn't actually Santa Claus. That was his mom kissing his dad. Like, yep. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. That's right. All right.
We should dump that.
What? Yeah. Santa Claus?
I don't know about this.
maybe that wasn't a real Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. That wasn't the real one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, that's just the song. Everybody knows.
This ties in with one of my confessions in a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess that's a tease to confessions. Yeah. We're also in the 12 o'clock hour, so we'll be giving away a 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars play basketball. I don't know. This is, again, entirely off track. This is the way my brain is going. I apologize. I was looking at the AP rankings, which I guess doesn't matter to a great degree at this point in the season basketball-wise. Mm-hmm. The Cougars are, like, down at 10 now yeah. with that one loss that they had. And I guess playing New Orleans this during the season or during this past week was not good enough for them to keep their spot at 9 prior. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess people are disrespecting the Cougs a little bit is ultimately my
well,
point.
Well, Michigan and Arizona tonight, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I had forgotten about that game. There's some good sports on in the sports landscape, mm-hmm. especially if you care about college hoop. All right, but we care a lot about the Texans here on your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. And to the point where the conversation about this being a Super Bowl defense is well established. I think that we've had that for a number of weeks now. We feel confident in that. Is this a Super Bowl team? 713-572-4610. And if not, what do you still need to see to give you that confidence? Because John Gruden was actually talking about this, and he seems to be pretty convinced.
And I'm going with the Houston Texans, man. Ooh. I just think they are surging. They are special on defense, and it's not just the pass rushers. It's not just the corners. It's a collection of really good players. And Stroud has taken off. I think they're playing with great confidence. I wouldn't be surprised to see Seattle play Houston. I know the networks would love that.
Feels weird, doesn't it? It feels weird given where we were, but you put it right. Like we all acknowledge, I think we all agree, this is a Super Bowl defense.
Yeah.
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 Right?
Yep.
Is this a Super Bowl team is the question. And I started thinking about that because I saw the latest Super Bowl odds come out. There's only two AFC teams that have better odds to get to the Super Bowl than the Houston Texans. Those teams are the Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills. Houston has the third best odds today.
Over the Patriots.
Over the Patriots, over the Jaguars. Over everybody else in the AFC.
I'm sorry, I'm just still sitting over here chuckling about John
Jaguars.
Gruden. Oh, no, John Gruden.
I could hear him read a phone book. Yeah.
I got the Texans, got man. The Texans.
And I'm going with the Houston Texans, man.
Sorry. Like everything you had said to that point, great points. But my head, I was just like, I got the Houston Texans, man.
He's the best. Again, he could just read anything and it would be worth listening to. But let's put it to the old studio audience here that's not in the studio. Our listeners, 713-572-4610. I'm kind of there. I'm not there all
really?
The way. Well,
kind of there, but not there.
Not all the way.
Okay.
And
Schrodinger's there.
Yes, because all I need to see, I'll put it that way, this way. All I need to see is another rushing performance like we saw this past weekend.
That's it?
Even against the Raiders.
Just another 100-yard rusher?
Another 134, whatever they got as a team, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
140-something. The second 100-yard rusher is all you need to see this season for the Texans.
No.
That's it.
I'm talking about the rushing as a team. Just another performance like that, and I think I might be there because it's as much about who else is in this conference as anything, right?
I think that's absolutely fair to make note of. I don't know where I was seeing this earlier today. But Drake May, and you know I'm not huge on quarterback wins and losses, that because there's clearly a lot more that factors in, even though a quarterback determines a lot of what happens. They impact a lot of it, but it's not everything, so I don't really love it. However, if you value this, Drake May is one in four in instances where he has to come back, right? Like where they're down. And that is going to be one of those things that I think speaks to when you're up against a tough team, as the Patriots have not been up against for very often in this season. That's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. The playoffs we're only dealing with tough teams. We're only dealing with good teams. We weed out the bad ones for the most part. And so, I found that interesting there. But you talk about the Bills, whose defense is not sufficient, and you've seen that at least when it comes to playing this Texans team, you can make Josh Allen look downright average. Who else are we talking about? Even the Jags you were talking about. There's all these teams look like they're
flawed
and susceptible. It's one of the things that feels like it makes this team different than some of the other teams that you have had that have been great.
So are you there?
I want to be there. I want to be there, but the offense, I'm still learning to trust it. I believe that it has capability, but I can trust the defense. I feel confident, not just that the defense will be really good throughout a game, even more so now that you get to a big moment and I know the defense will make that play. There was times early on in the season where you were like, ooh, are you going to have a quarterback run for a third and 14 and pick it up?
Right.
Now I'm like, even those moments, I'm not worried about it. There is a fair text that comes in where that interior defensive line thing does raise now some red flags for you in your head where you go, okay, are you going to be able to sustain this with fewer guys in there? I think that's one of the things that I would like to see to give me maximum confidence. But defensively, I'm there. Mm-hmm. Offensively, I'm with you. I still need to see them run the football because what they did putting up 40 points this weekend was because they were able to run the football well. We've known that that's a foundation for what this offense wants to be. If they don't run the football nearly as well, I think they're back in the place where it's like, are you scratching and clawing for 20 to make sure that you meet with that 16 that the Texans defense gives you?
Here's where it gets interesting. Figgy, I'm curious where you are. Are you there yet? Simply because we all who followed this team, you know, from its inception, we carry the battered Texans syndrome virus. I mean, we were carriers. You know, we're patient zero, if you will. And yet, if you acknowledge this is a Super Bowl caliber defense, you can get to and maybe win the Super Bowl with this defense, are you there as a team?
Yeah, I think honestly, I feel like you made a good point, and I was going to make this point too of who's in the AFC that you got to go through, and the teams that been giving Houston Texans a hard time are pretty much out. Outside, I mean, the Buffalo Bills never really gave the Houston Texans a hard time, but the Chiefs, the I want to say the Ravens, I don't think you have to worry about them. And so I feel like they are. I'm kind of there. And for some reason, I said it yesterday, this year just feels so different. It's not like a yeah, but type of deal. I feel like they can really stand toe to toe with anybody. And I'm not saying they going to, they going to get to a Super Bowl, but it ain't going to be the same old just spit the bit. Bill O'Brien, you know what, down his leg type stuff.
Well, part of the reason for me, Reggie, that I'm kind of starting to get there. Well, number one, Vegas says they have the third best odds. Vegas tends to be pretty good at this. So they're definitely, you know, seeing things that maybe convince them to bring them that high on the odds board. But also these last three games, we talked about it earlier in the show, the way they've changed the offense in essence to fit something that can help C.J. Stroud make bigger and more bigger plays.
Sure.
I'm not, like I said, I want to see more in the running game. Fair point. I want to see from the 979, I want to see more in the red zone.
Yes.
I mean, I those are fair, but it's weird. We're getting there.
No, that's absolutely the case. Like, that's something that needs to be recognized and appreciated, mm-hmm. is that they are making strides towards it. It's, I mean, for probably the last 6 weeks, mm-hmm. 7 weeks, maybe. I want to make sure that I have the timeline better because I know they've won six in a row, but you could probably start seeing some of the pieces begin coming earlier. Together a mm-hmm. little bit earlier. They have made progressive steps towards being a team that can contend and now feels more comfortable yeah. saying that they can win a Super Bowl. And so I know that progress isn't always linear, but if it was to be, I think that by the time we end the regular season, I'll mm-hmm. feel a lot more comfortable. But there are some things like being better in the red zone. Like mm-hmm. we talked about the red zone circumstance where being below 50% or even at 50%, that's not where the best teams are mm-hmm. when they're going and actually contending for a Super Bowl. You need to be more efficient in those circumstances. And even in this game where they put up 40 points, they were still at 50% once they got into the red zone. Yeah. I think that needs to show itself a little bit more. And again, as much as I love what Jawar Jordan did, I think that there were some instances of them, you know, running the football pretty well. There was definitely plays that was blocked out well, mm-hmm. while there was also plays where, you know, you had issues holding up in the offensive line. Finding some level of consistency there, especially running the football against a team that is not poor stopping the run,
yeah.
I think that will help my confidence level. Not that that matters a lot to them in the building off of Kirby.
Well, but, we're asking us.
But that'll
we're
help my confidence level a lot more because, again, those are the things that are going to be sustainable and not put as much pressure on the shoulder of mm-hmm. the quarterback to make all of those plays.
I also feel, you know, it's not just like a hot take that John Gruden, you know, had there yesterday. Albert Breer has said the Texans could get to the Super Bowl,
sure.
and it would be his pick. Dan Orlovsky, I believe, said that the Texans would be his pick. These are well-respected guys that watch a lot of football from around the NFL. I also, running game has been mentioned. Red zone has been mentioned. I'd like to see some clarity and production from Christian Kirk. And or Jalen Knoll, especially if you're going vertical more often, which we've talked about, you know, Christian Kirk, you would think could be in his wheelhouse a little better, you know, it just hadn't been there.
It's a lot of weeks, man.
It's a lot of weeks.
It's a lot of weeks we've gotten yeah. to this point with a dude who I thought that the argument for Christian Kirk was he's a veteran player that will be able to grasp mm-hmm. what you're doing faster. It's been a lot of weeks and it hasn't felt like there's been a full grasping and, I don't know, manifestation mm-hmm. of an understanding or a appreciation for what they're doing with this offense, even as the offense has grown and changed. So I don't know. I don't know that I'm holding out hope that the Christian Kirk portion of this will show up better. I think that he definitely shows up when you're trying to block. You see that the willingness there, and that's cool. But I guess let me ask this in a question for you, Lopez. Which of these guys, what's the confidence level that you have on either of these guys showing you what you're looking for as you continue forward? Christian Kirk and Jalen Knoll.
Well, believe it or not, I think I'm going to go with Christian Kirk because they just refuse to take him off the field.
To what degree? Like, what degree is the confidence that you'll actually see the performance that you're looking for, not just him on the field?
Oh, not just him on the field? Yeah, not high. You know, 1 to 10? 6, I guess?
Yeah, it feels... Yeah. Honestly, I feel like you get more from Xavier Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Nico. I think Higgins is finding his own. That's three dudes that at least I feel comfortable there, and that's a good thing, I think, in addition to having your tight ends that leak out that they've been utilizing where
yeah.
your tight end is, you know, getting a chip and then leaking out into the flats. That's worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah.
I think that those things, having those established is good. And maybe that's the thing that I want to see. Them continue to do the things that work.
Right.
I was texting you guys. I don't know if you guys were annoyed because y'all didn't text back. It's cool. I'm not upset. when I was watching the All-22 last night, the three, going back to the red zone, the three red zone runs where you ultimately get a fumbled snap that Woody Marks takes in. Mm-hmm. The first one, you're running, and I need to go back and check my notes, but you're running one scheme. The second one, you're running with Dare, you're running like a counter out of the Wildcat. And then finally, you get to power running on the third one, which you actually move guys on. Yeah. And it feels like that's kind of been the case for them running the football to tie all these things that we're talking about is when they go to power running schemes, they can get double teams and push guys out of the way. Mm-hmm. When they get to some of these zone, guys don't necessarily move as much. Guys are shedding blocks and making tackles. And I'm like, how about, and I know it might be a novel concept, do the things that you do well, right? And I understand you're trying to, during the course of a season, see if you can find more things to do well and have more variety. But I think you might be getting to the point of the season where hone in on the things that you do well and maybe do more of those things. I think you've done that somewhat in the passing game when we talk about in-breakers. Yeah. I think the running game could maybe stand to do that and maybe see if we could squeeze more out of it there, if that helps in the run game, if that helps in the red zone, so on and so forth.
I think part of that also is the running back room has been in flux.
Yeah.
And you know, what you can do with Nick Chubb versus Woody Marks versus Dare versus now Juwan Jordan might change. But no, I do agree with you. And I think the creativity part of the red zone might have taken a step back in this last game. We had been seeing a few things in the red zone that were maybe a little more creative, a little more successful for one. It might have taken a step back. So I do want to see more. It kind of stinks that you're, in a good way, that you're playing the Cardinals and the Raiders here, because people are still not going to be convinced after a Raiders. They only have two wins. You know, aren't they like 2-11 or something like that? I believe
that's correct.
There's still going to be some doubt. But just in general, I'm starting to get there. You know, that's the other part. With this defense, which we all acknowledge is there, what they're doing offensively, if they can just translate that to other teams that are better, it's going to be enough.
And that it's beautiful because, again, you go back a number of weeks, and I couldn't have imagined that I'd find myself in this place.
Oh, not even close.
So it is great that they're here. One more that I appreciate and I want to read from the text line. I want to see Mixon and Tank Dell. You're not getting it. I don't want to be a jerk, but you're just not getting that. But I do think that speaks to, I want to see, you know, that consistency in run game and the ability to do that. And for one, over the next few weeks, I want to see Woody Marks actually throttled back a little bit to give him an opportunity to be the maximum version of Woody Marks. That's the best back you have right now.
You're going to rest, guys? Not rest, because you can't. You're still in the hunt. But are you going to be more prudent this week?
And that's what I'm hoping for, right? Yeah. I'm hoping for maybe this thing to bounce out, which maybe that is being lofty of me, because again, you were still competing for something and you don't want to take any of your opponents for granted. Mm-hmm. But I also want to make sure that Woody Marks, who again feels pretty confidently like your best back right now, has the best opportunity to be his best version of himself. But also, I want to see that, like, I'm starting to seeing that that 57 yarder on that second play. I'm starting to fiend for that, man. I'm starting to get accustomed to the nice things of explosives. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what Tank Dell represents there. Like, obviously, you're not getting Tank Dell in this instance, and I can't wait to see Tank Dell back with these receivers. Can you imagine them figuring out how to use Nico?
They're sneakily getting a lot more production at the wide receiver position.
And that if I could see more of that, more of those explosives, that'll also make me feel better, even if you don't have increase in the run game or even a performance like you saw from Jawar in this one. If you could show me that you can have, in addition to, you know, staying on track and moving down the field, the instances where you take shots, you can have big plays.
Yeah.
The game's about chunk plays on top of that. If you can add chunk plays, I feel great about the possibilities of this team winning a Super Bowl.
Listen to what he just said. Yeah. That's why the question, I think, is relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a few ifs in there, but it's less of, I don't know, but there's a path. And there's a path. That is why you have to be dogged in your way of coaching this from D'Amico's standpoint.
Yeah.
And that's why you can't take for granted this game versus the Raiders coming up this weekend. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Tuesday. Coming up next, we do our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I mentioned earlier, Figgy started the Christmas season in the last before the last segment with the Christmas music.
Figgy is the arbiter of Christmas season by the first time.
I didn't know that.
I was waiting. I was waiting. You do it every year around this time.
I ain't think people really know this like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my confession is, let me ask you first. Like, what's the oldest school carol or movie, and every family has these, that you just have to watch? Like old school, you know, like mine, and it's going to tie in with my confession here, mine is White Christmas. It's the corniest, but it's awesome.
You talk about Christmas movies.
Christmas movie. Like, okay. Or old song, like Frank Sinatra, Jingle Bells is another one. But anyway, so White Christmas, we've been watching every year at some point, or if not more than once. It was made in 1954, you know, a decade before I was born, almost a decade before I was born. And we watch it every year. And it's Bing Crosby, and it's, you know, dancing, and it's a musical, and it's not necessarily something that you dial up automatically. Well, I got tickets. The theater under the stars here in Houston at the Hobby Center is doing a live version, a Broadway type version of White Christmas. So we got tickets. They do a great job. I was doing a little research on that. They sing all the old songs, and of course White Christmas ultimately is going to be in it as well. But confess, like, that movie is something I would never normally, you know, watch even during Christmas season, but it's just like part of your tradition. It's like, you got to watch it. Do y'all have one of those?
I was trying to think. I always forget and I always remember because of the Santa Claus, is it White Christmas? Is that Bing Crosby?
Yeah,
the one that they
that's
use
the
that
one I'm talking about. It's at Tuts, yeah.
Yeah, so that one is one, but if I, in all honesty, the only song that I feel like I absolutely have to listen to is Marvin Gaye's Purple Snowflakes.
Okay.
That's the only one that I'm like, I need this every year. Although everything else, I'll get by osmosis.
No Mariah?
No. It's not a necessity. No, it's a fantastic song, but it's not a necessity.
Mariah's good.
It'll get to me somehow.
Yeah. It is good, but it's not good when they playing it in August.
A million times.
Yeah, that's the first song you hear whenever people trying to get in that Christmas mode. But my song is Temptation, Silent Night.
Okay.
It's a good one.
When I hear that one, that in my mind, it's like, okay, here we go. Yeah. We here now.
I got White Christmas. And I've never seen it in person, so I'm excited about it. And the Andrews Sisters singing Jingle Bells with Bing Crosby as well. I guess I'm a Bing Crosby fan.
Clearly.
Christmas time. He's a legend. There's no question about it.
And, of course, Donny Hathaway's This Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I will maintain.
Better than the Chris Brown version.
Well, without question.
Because everybody keep trying to put that Chris Brown version. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, Donny.
Get that out of here.
It's Donny, man.
Oh, y'all are coming in with all the Christmas. We got to circle back around to that at some point. Shout out to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris for the coaches show that they do every Monday. I think they've been getting some good stuff out of D'Amico, especially this week. It's very good. If you didn't listen to it, please go back and hear it. But at the end of this week's coaches show, mm-hmm. I found out something about D'Amico that I did not know. Maybe it was popular knowledge that I just had missed. I didn't realize D'Amico grew up as a baseball guy.
I think I'd heard that before.
That is fascinating to me in a way that I don't understand. Like, I got to admit, because I just went down the path of, what if D'Amico had played what baseball player is D'Amico?
What baseball player is D'Amico?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, is D'Amico.
First of all, you know he was good.
Right.
He had to be good.
Right. But I went so many places. Mm-hmm. I want to know what D'Amico's favorite player was. I don't know. Like, he feels like
he's a linebacker, as a cap.
Like, he captain, make the right calls and everything.
Very cerebral. I'm going to say catcher.
I mean, maybe I was just like big dude, first base, like masher. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I was fascinated by, and I know he wasn't like the fastest. D'Amico, I'm not trying to say nothing crazy, but I know he wasn't the fastest. So I don't know if he's like an outfielder or whatever.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about it all day long.
I'm going to go with catcher.
D'Amico playing
calls
baseball.
Calls the game.
Yeah.
Helps everybody out. Helps pitchers. Helps hitters.
Somebody said a Yordan type. Oh, man, I'd love it.
Yeah.
that has been stuck in my mind that, you know, he said that he got into football later. Like, he was more of a baseball kid. And I was like, I can't imagine.
That's awesome.
Baseball in Bessemer. Bessemer, Alabama.
Yeah. I think people be forgetting, man. I know the South is known for football. Mm-hmm. Man, the South loves baseball, man.
Big time.
And Bessemer, Alabama.
The Braves.
Have you been to Bessemer, Alabama?
I haven't. See, you got me.
I have.
Hey, the Braves dominate the South. The Atlanta Braves dominate the South. Big time.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, I like to pay attention to what the Houston Texans social media team like to do, especially after wins, and they kind of, you could tell they're trying to tap into another crowd that's not the typical football fans. It seems like they're trying to get a little younger, a different type of crowd. And I got to confess, I'm not sure how I feel about this one. It seemed like they've been trying to tap into the anime crowd a little bit. Have you seen the last couple of things they've been putting out there?
Now that you mention it, yes.
They put out something, and me, I'm not an anime person at all, so I didn't understand what was going on. But apparently, it caught a lot of attention from people that are not football fans, clearly, that are more anime fans that were showing a lot of love to them.
Really?
Yeah, nah, it was a tweet. I want to say they tweeted this yesterday around 9:10 a.m. And it's a picture. I really don't understand. It looked like somebody being risen in the air. And it said,
our listeners will know.
We alone are the honored ones.
Okay.
And I did not understand what was going on, man. And you just see a whole bunch of people retweeting it that are clearly, they clearly understand the whole anime thing. And then they tweeted something else. I want to say this was later on yesterday. Or this was actually on the 14th. They put our perfect victory. And it's like a picture of an anime character I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, are they trying to really get the anime crowd? And we
sure,
seen the,
why not?
We seen the Chargers do a good job during schedule release doing the whole anime thing.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, I feel kind of lost because, you know, I don't really watch anime, but they don't give a damn about me.
Don't look at me.
Text line 281.
Don't look at me.
As an anime fan, that social media team is killing it. So they are hitting the mark at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know, you know, I don't want to be selfish to be like, I don't understand that. Why are y'all doing that?
Yeah. But
it's clearly working because it's attracting a lot of people that probably aren't football fans, let alone Houston Texans fans.
That's okay, yeah. By the way, we just got a text in. Shout out to Kim Davis who listening and giving us an update. Also, shout out to Sean Pendergast. He was a catcher. We have confirmation.
Okay.
And he said he was malty.
Sean also says Elf. It is old now. It is an older movie that you just have to see. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited about actually seeing it Broadway style.
Damn, Figgy, they keep calling you old. They were like, you out here complaining about the people outside your house. Yeah. You don't understand these young folks and their anime.
No, and that's the thing. I'm not complaining about it. Mm-hmm. But this is probably one of the things where I'm like, I have no idea what this means.
Yeah.
And I feel left out because usually you could tell if they doing something like 6'7" or something like that. It's like, okay, I know
that's everywhere.
Yeah. But this one, I'm like, I have no idea. I don't even know how to search this.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
that's
it means.
Right.
You don't even know where to start.
Yeah. You gotta image search it.
Like, I have no idea what this quote means. And everybody like, man, this is fire.
They're
killing it.
I'm
like,
not?
I feel so lost, man.
We will all be lost together because we don't know either.
There was one thing about Ime Udoka's Karen moment, tirade, whatever you want to call it.
Tirade feels strong.
Well, tirade, there are variations of tirade. Anyway, there was one thing about it that I absolutely knew was coming, and it drives me nuts. Various, even, you know, NBA accounts, beat writer accounts, let the players decide the game. And had that, you know, I think Calvin Murphy even said it in the post game. You got to let, you know, one thing I hate about the NBA now is they don't let the players decide the game. Had that call gone in the Rockets' favor, it wouldn't be let the players decide the game. It would have been well, that was a foul. It just, it's the funniest, most fascinating thing. When it goes against your squad, all of a sudden you get the army of, you know what, you got to let the players decide the game. You
got to
let the players decide the game. And it,
swallow the damn whistle.
Oh, you mean it went the other way? Oh, well, clearly that
great
was
call,
a foul.
Ref.
Great
good
call,
Ref. Good call, Zebra. No, that's one of the beautiful things about sports is that often it is not – all right, I got to find the right way of saying it because obviously it matters a lot to a lot
rational.
Of us. But it's not the most important thing in the world, so it makes it so that when we are irrational, we ain't hurt nobody. You know what I mean?
You got to let the players decide the game, not a whistle. Oh, wait. No, yeah, you do.
In that instance, you do. In this instance, you don't. Yeah. No, it's one of the most fun things about me is I get to be, as someone who tries to be rational, I talked about it. Like, sometimes it's fun to not be, man, and sometimes it's fun to just say whatever. And in this instance, I obviously would have been fun for it to actually go the other way for the Rockets as opposed to that. But when it doesn't, I'm gonna say what I need to for it to be cathartic.
I always respect people that be like, ooh, that looked like that wasn't a foul, but we'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that at type least that's of thing. More honest.
Yeah, because you like, hey, no, it looked like he was out of bounds right
there.
You
gotta let the players decide the game.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I didn't come to watch zebras. I came to watch players.
Yeah.
Not Tim Hardaway Jr. falling down and taking free throw shots.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of people reminding you that Bo Jackson from Bama too. So don't talk crazy about Bo Jackson.
Hey man, that's my cousin. Man. Hey, I got people in Bessemer.
What you saying they don't play baseball,
Hey, I knew about Bessemer before any of y'all, man.
He said I was on their first album.
I spent summers down there, man. I know what I'm talking
about.
He said
I knew the mixtapes and the EPs. The
only person know more about Bessemer is D'Amico.
Name five Bessemer facts. Do it.
Because I can.
Hey, it's a lot of stray dogs running around there last
you
time.
You and the stray dogs. All times. The stray dogs.
No sidewalks. Look, I've been down there, man.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are your lunchtime confessions. We're just having a good time here on a Tuesday. You can have a good time next Monday by being caller number 10 right now. Call number 10 wins a four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars basketball team take on Middle Tennessee December 29th. That is next Monday. Or is it next Monday? It's a little while. But it is versus December 29th. The Cougars will take on Middle Tennessee State at the Fertitta Center, and you have an opportunity to go. Obviously, you can go and get your tickets, uhcougars.com/tickets, or call 713-GO-COUGS, or you can just be call number 10 right now, 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, we're into bowl season, but there's still college football things happening. So, John Lopez, let's do a little bit of college football on a Tuesday, including, is this the worst take that we have heard all season long? I'll let you hear it next. Oh, it's really Christmas. Like, it hit noon, and we're getting all of it. I love it. You're in the loop here.
Y'all put me
Radio
on the spot, man. I ain't think I was the...
I just know...
You're the arbiter.
Yeah, I know that.
And honestly, I just heard it and was like, did I miss it? Because, you know, sometimes I'm in my own world not really paying attention to the bump music. So I was like, did I miss something, or is this the first time? And it was. So excited. You know, that's what the music is supposed to do in Christmas time. It's supposed to get you... in a good spirit. Hopefully you're in a good spirit hanging out with us here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's do a little college football on a Tuesday. It's that time of year, ain't it, man? We've got a bowl season going. I said erroneously that it's starting tonight. No, we already had bowls on Saturday, as I mentioned. Celebration Bowl, unfortunately, Prairie View not able to pull it out for overtime game. And then, of course, Boise State and Washington, where Washington absolutely smashed.
Yes, they did.
Boise State. Games are getting going today, I think, starting at, was it 8 or 9 p.m.?
Yeah, I saw those
earlier.
It's
a game. Yeah. It'll be a game on the television. But the ones that people are most interested in is the college football playoff. That's set. We see what's happening there. Your Texas A&M Aggies are playing in it. They're hosting a game at Kyle Field. Texas Tech has a bye. They're playing in it. Like, there's some feelings and some worthwhile games happening. But one of the big conversations that's happening now, especially outside of Notre Dame not getting in and taking their ball and going home, is, hey, man, JMU, Tulane, why are you here? Mm-hmm. That's a conversation that's happening a lot. It's somewhat mirrored by Joel Klatt on the Joel Klatt Show, his own podcast, was talking about, or actually he was on the Next Round podcast, but this was him talking about the college football playoff and particularly this situation that we have with group of five teams being in and the conversation that are being had around it.
I don't think that it matters. It would help in the sentiment, you know, the public sentiment, but these things are going to be, it will be determined by finances and litigation. And the reason the Group of Five is included in this playoff is to avoid antitrust litigation. That's it, guys. Like, we're not looking for a Cinderella. Nobody cares in football about James Madison or you know, the equivalent of George Mason going. Didn't George Mason go to the Final Four or
they
something
did.
Like
yes.
that? Nobody cares in football about that. We don't want Cinderellas. We want the best teams playing each other at the end.
Does James Madison and Tulane have to have a good showing in order for this to continue was the question that was asked of
them. They got some bulletin board material right there.
And yeah. Do you believe that's the case that these Group of Five teams that are automatic bids because they were they were two of the five best conference championship winners to represent and, you know, have value of conference championships in this representative playoff.
Yeah.
Do you think they need a playoff, a good performance to stay? And are you with Joel Klatt that nobody wants to see this?
I think Joel was very right and very wrong in the same answer.
He was
very right that the reason they're in there is they don't need an antitrust lawsuit. In other words,
can you explain that, the antitrust lawsuit?
In other words, the other Group of Five teams and conferences saying, oh, ho, ho, whoa, 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 you can't exclude us from having a playoff, you know, if we're part of your organization and you're just basically saying you're not part of the organization. That's the first part. I think that is whatever the litigation may be, that's where he's right about it. He's very wrong, and I hate when people do this anyway. Nobody cares about it.
Oh, speaking for everyone?
Did you talk to everyone?
I think he did. He took time out.
Did you talk to literally everyone who watches college football?
He canvassed. He knocked doors.
He didn't talk to me.
Did he talk to you?
I did not get a call.
Okay.
I figured I wasn't in the representative sample.
There's three right there.
That's kind of like when people say, who cares?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There's someone out there.
Nobody cares about it. So I have a problem with that. Specifically to this, we haven't seen a Cinderella yet. It just hasn't happened. You know, last year, you know,
Boise State,
some of these others. If let's say James Madison comes up and makes it a 1-point game in the fourth quarter, you know, on Saturday, I think people are going to be plugged in, because what do you do during the regular season when you get that upset alert down the scroll of the bottom of your screen? You tune in right to it. So that he's very wrong about that. The whole reason that the NCAA, like the college football playoff is going to this bracket is because brackets work. Brackets sell tickets and have television viewers.
Well, do they?
Yes, 100%.
Mm. Well,
not 99.9, 100% of the time. I mean, you're familiar with March Madness.
I am familiar with it. Did you read my notes? Because you walked this right perfectly. Joel Klatt, again, longtime college football guy, does a lot of things covering this. He's a play-by-play guy. This was a hot take that he had about the NCAA tournament.
Hot take. I mean, like, the hottest of all takes that I've ever had in my entire life. The NCAA basketball tournament is a joke. It's the dumbest tournament and the least fair tournament in all of sports. We go and we put teams at odd times on neutral sites in a one game affair. Like, that doesn't crown a true champion. We're not doing anything that tells us who's the best team over the course of the entire season. You know, like, if anything, the NCAA basketball tournament should act exactly like the old World Cup, which we should have groups. They should all get guaranteed three games, and they should be played at the higher seeds arena so that those seeds are rewarded for a quality game. And that way we don't just get to see, like, you know, Kentucky one and done against George Mason or something like that. Well, that's stupid.
That take is stupid.
Correct. Strongly agree.
That take is stupid. Brackets work. They just do. They're not fair. Nobody said that. Oh, I just did what he did. But I did.
Yeah, look at that.
A different way.
We got him, boys. Nope,
nobody cares.
I did it in a different way. I meant nobody as in nobody here. Nobody here cares. You know that
you didn't ask me if
that,
I cared.
He didn't ask.
Nobody here That's cares.
Just keep making it smaller. He'll never notice.
Nobody here cares that this is a true champion. Brackets it's billions and billions and billions of dollars. Joel Klatt, that's a guy that lives for college football and nothing else.
Yeah. I actually make the argument every year that I don't know that people actually want all of the upsets that they think they do, because later on in the tournament, you want to have better teams playing. I actually do subscribe to the idea you want to see great teams doing great things when you watch sports. Mm-hmm. But the tournament, the drama, the fun of it early on is particularly seeing these teams compete. And they can in that level. Mm-hmm. The thing for me in this is he gets so close to understanding the point when he starts talking about this is stupid, talking about like a single elimination game, not crowning a true champion. Yes. And that's not because of the tournament. It's because college is, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Crowning a true champion in college sports is not something to be done necessarily. Yeah. There are some sports that lend themselves more to it. I can tell you what the last one is, football.
Yeah.
Like you're talking about 300 programs and trying to find a way to have a schedule of at max 15 games for all of them across to determine who is absolutely the best. It doesn't happen. It's one of the reasons why I think the pursuit of we got to get the truest champion in a national championship context is well besides the point of college football.
It's
college
television.
Football has college football. Now it's television. Yeah. I think college football at its best was about beating your rival, mm-hmm. being the best in your region, and having bragging rights at different levels, where it's we went to the Rose Bowl and we won that. We went to the Sugar Bowl and we won that. We've won our conference, our division a number of times. I felt like that was when it was the most potent. And I think that that is the issue, is that the entire premise is flawed of college football playoff.
Yeah.
So why not let this team come in so at least we don't have to have the argument randomly of, well, what happens if this team that was undefeated over here, why did
that
they not get a
shot?
That
was the problem.
So we fix that by putting them in. We can't then complain on the back end that, oh, man, we're not getting a true champion.
Nobody
you're never going to have
cares.
A true champion. Honestly, and this is my take, every year, not more than three teams that can actually win the national championship.
That's fine.
Period.
But basically, it's the television product, the drama, the upsets, and I know he hates this word, the Cinderella stories, etc. Look, man, the NCAA and college football playoff basically looked at March Madness and said, we want some of that. We want what they're having. And they're doing it. They're doing it.
Yes, they are. So I thought that was fascinating, but it's a conversation being had.
Yeah.
Why is Tulane here? Why is JMU here? And let's be honest, and we'll talk about this on Friday when we gear up for the college football playoff to start.
Yeah.
JMU's probably about to get thrown out the
17.5 points.
They're gonna get thrown out the club like Jazz and Fresh Prince, right? Like they're just gonna be hoisted.
You think?
I would strongly believe, right? I understand what you're doing there.
24-23 with a minute and a half left.
I'm sure ESPN's got the check in the mail. But I think that the point, if you're going to do the process, is to go through the process. I think that that's the point. And I see you on the text line. It's a great way of putting it from the 713. We aren't trying hard to find the best team. We're trying to maximize chaos and fairness at the same time. That's what I'm here for in college football anyways.
Yes.
So I like that.
So while we are on the college football playoff, I have a important question.
Okay.
Very important question for both of you and our listeners. What is the highest priced college football ticket to get for this weekend?
Oh, goodness.
Did you say it in a particular way because you're adding bowl games, or you're just talking about the college football playoff?
College football playoff ticket for this weekend.
Okay.
What
so
is the highest priced one? On the secondary market, obviously.
Okay, so we have Oregon James Madison. That's in Oregon, but that's not a game that I think is going to go crazy. Alabama Oklahoma is a possibility. Tulane, Ole Miss, probably not. Miami A&M is a big one here, isn't it?
Miami's
strong fan base. A&M is a huge fan base.
Kyle
First
Field?
Time they're getting a chance at Kyle Field.
What's your answer?
Out of those four.
No, what's your answer? Highest priced secondary market ticket in the college football playoff this weekend?
I'm going to say A&M.
A&M Miami. What do you say?
To split the difference here, I'm going Alabama, Oklahoma, because I think that has a possibility.
All right. The highest priced college football playoff ticket this weekend is Montana State.
See, I knew he was doing some trickery.
Montana State.
What's the name of this one again? Because this rivalry is an incredible one.
It is incredible. It's at Bobcat Stadium in Bozeman, Montana. It is the Brawl of the Wild.
That's it, the Brawl of the Wild. It's such a great name.
Here's the thing. A&M in Miami is the highest. That includes the other college football playoff.
Yes.
It's still higher. A&M Miami, average price is about $370. Montana State, $675 average price. That's incredible. Now, certainly playing it in a smaller stadium would aid, you know, the price of the ticket.
But this is a rivalry game too.
This is a huge, huge rivalry game.
Rivalry game, yeah. And then their powers in the FCS rankings, and now they're meeting up mm-hmm. in the playoff. That's going to be huge. That one actually, if you want to watch that, December 20th, 3 p.m. ABC, like mm-hmm. that's one that I wouldn't be mad at just putting on the schedule anyways. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that's a fun one.
Isn't that crazy? A&M Miami is $370 a ticket, the highest among the other playoff games. And Montana State is $675. Now, they play in a 20,000-seat stadium versus 102, but nevertheless.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's yeah. wild. So, shout out to the Brawl of the Wild. I'm actually, you know what? I'm writing that one down.
Brawl of the Wild, baby.
That's going to get on one of the TVs this week. I'll tell you that for damn sure. All right, that's a little college football on a Tuesday. Some more notes in college football that we'll try and get to as we continue on in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, thankfully, this weekend, it felt like the execution issues were dealt with for the offense. But CJ was talking about this, and I was like, is there a through line with the execution issue games this season? So let's see. Let's do a little in-the-loop investigation. Can we find what the through line is to make sure that it doesn't happen again? 713-572-4610. We'll do that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.